Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, February 12th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro. Leading off today, analyst Neil Seibert at Above Avalon has shared a report showing that there are currently over 100 million active Apple Watch users. According to the analysis, Apple surpassed this milestone in December of last year, following the launch of the Apple Watch Series 6, the Apple Watch SE, and Apple Fitness Plus. The Apple Watch was first announced in September of 2014, but it didn't hit stores until April of 2015. So this means that Apple's smartwatch has been available for almost 6 years, so it's taken 6 years for the product to reach 100 million users. The report goes on to explain that the Apple Watch installed base has been noticeably growing each year. In 2020 alone, Apple reportedly sold the Apple Watch to 30 million new people, which exceeds the number of Apple Watch users in 2015, 2016, and 2017 combined. The analysis also points out that approximately 10% of iPhone users now own an Apple Watch. The analyst points out that while the percentages might seem small, these are remarkable numbers given the expansion possibilities for the future, and also the fact that there are more than 1 billion iPhone users. So the Apple Watch is growing quickly, but it still has a long way to go and more room for additional growth. The research also details that the Apple Watch is currently Apple's fourth largest product behind the iPhone, iPad, and the Mac, and the Watch could overtake the Mac by 2022. Seibert expects that this growth will come as Apple continues to add new features to the Apple Watch, such as the iOS 14.5 feature that allows users to unlock their iPhone with the Apple Watch. In other news, Bloomberg is resurrecting the Big Hack super micro chip story that it first ran in 2018. The first original story was met with blanket and unambiguous denials from everyone from Apple to the NSA, and Bloomberg faced criticism for failing to either provide supporting evidence or retract its claims. Today, it's doubling down. The original report from 2018 claimed that companies, including Amazon and Apple, had found Chinese surveillance chips in their server hardware contracted from Supermicro. The report claimed that Apple had found these chips on its server motherboards in 2015. The denials of this original story were rapid and overwhelming. Apple said it had fully investigated the claims, and it later provided off-the-record details of that investigation. The Department of Homeland Security did the same, and one of Bloomberg's own sources told them that the story made no sense. The NSA eventually added its denial, and a deep dive analysis found the claims to be impossible. Supermicro audited its supply chain and found no spy chips. But despite all of that, Bloomberg is back with new claims and new evidence. Today's report reads, quote, "With additional reporting, it's now clear that the Business Week report captured only part of a larger chain of events in which U.S. officials first suspected, then investigated, monitored, and tried to manage China's repeated manipulation of Supermicro's products." End quote. The report says that in 2010, the U.S. Department of Defense found thousands of its computer servers sending military network data to China, the result of code hidden in chips that handled the machine's startup process. In 2014, Intel discovered that an elite Chinese hacking group breached its network through a single server that downloaded malware from a supplier's update site. And in 2015, the Federal Bureau of Investigation warned multiple companies that Chinese operatives had concealed an extra chip loaded with backdoor code in one manufacturer's servers. According to Bloomberg, each of these distinct attacks had two things in common. China and Supermicro Computer, a computer hardware maker in San Jose, California. As with the original report from 2018, most of Bloomberg's sources are anonymous, but a few are named as having been told about the claims, but without any firsthand knowledge. Bloomberg acknowledges the U.S. government denials of its original coverage, and it says that the NSA remains baffled by the claims. So with all of that in mind, there are clearly quite a few reasons to question this Bloomberg reporting. But 3 years later, the publication is doubling down on its claims, and we expect more details and denials to emerge over the coming days, so settle in. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and crypto ticker and portfolio app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. Hit the link in the show notes to get 1 month of premium for free with code 9to5Mac. CryptoPro is a fully native cryptocurrency tracking application with market prices, news, and price alerts. There's support for platform features such as widgets, Apple Watch complications, menu bar support on the Mac, Siri, and iCloud Sync. Privacy is at the forefront of CryptoPro, with support for Face ID, Touch ID, and Apple Keychain support to protect your information. 9to5Mac daily listeners can get a free month of CryptoPro Premium, which unlocks real-time prices, portfolio sync from exchanges and wallets, advanced charts, and curated market updates. Just hit the link in the show notes below and use code 9to5Mac at checkout to get your free month and help support 9to5Mac daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5Toys, who has some details on the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
This weekend's best Apple-friendly deals kick off as Best Buy prepares for President's Day with a new sale that's discounting everything from Apple gear to smart home accessories and more. Headlining the sale is a rare offer on the Apple HomePod Mini that's bundled with a Wemo HomeKit smart plug for $110. While you'd normally pay $124 here, this offer is matching our previous mention for the best value to date and only the second time we've seen any savings on Apple's latest Siri-enabled speaker. HomePod Mini delivers a compact way to bring Siri, Apple Music, and smart home control to your space in a familiar fabric wrap design. Alongside either white or black colorways, there's a touchpad at the top to adjust audio playback as well as quick music handoff thanks to the inclusion of Apple's new U1 chip. Rolling with the President's Day celebration, Satoshi 2 is joining in on the savings with a rare 20% off site-wide sale on its entire collection of accessories. Leading the way is the new aluminum 2-in-1 magnetic wireless charging stand at $48. Down from $60, today's offer is marking only the second notable price cut we've seen on the new release and matching the all-time low. Satoshi's new 2-in-1 charging stand delivers MagSafe compatibility to your iPhone with a magnetic design that gives off a floating form factor. There's also a secondary 5-watt Qi pad underneath that can refuel AirPods and more. And wrapping up today, the latest 13-inch M1 MacBook Pro is on sale for $1,199. Usually fetching $1,299, you'll benefit from $100 in savings here with today's offer matching the all-time low. The latest MacBook Pro from Apple delivers its M1 chip complete with 256GB of storage and 8GB of RAM. You can count on its 13-inch Retina display alongside up to 17-hour battery life, a pair of Thunderbolt 3 ports, and Wi-Fi 6 compatibility. Apple's Touch Bar completes the package alongside its most recent Magic Keyboard iteration. You'll find all the other best Apple-friendly deals today over at 9to5toys.com. Then make sure you're following along with us over on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the other best deals that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review. You can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.